for a 7:30 or 10 o'clock show tonight or tomorrow. Link to ParlorLive.com at BobRivers.com. JB Smoove. What's going on in your life?
I'm in the building, baby. In the building. A lot of people, you know, they, you know, like Elvis had this thing where he would do concerts and everybody was, people get out of control and they'll say, hey, Elvis has left the building, so you got to go home. I'm one of those guys, I like to tell you why I'm here. I'm in the building. What's
JB
going on?
JB is in the building.
What's going down, Seattle? I'm here. I'm up in the building, baby.
When'd you get to Seattle?
Yesterday.
Yesterday? Came in from where? What's your last
place? L.A. Came in L.A.
I'm
kind of stuck in L.A. We were just talking about that in the lobby over here, man. You know, I'm a New Yorker who lives in L.A., you know, so I'm just kind of dealing with the L.A. thing right now until something New York comes up again.
You know? When you are a New Yorker who lives in L.A., do you feel like the whole country is your home? And because you're a comic, too. Like, the whole country. You're both coasts. You own the whole place is where you live.
The world.
Yeah, even the whole world.
The world has got to be your stage, no matter where you are.
Yeah.
You know what they say all the time? It ain't where you're from. It's where the hell you at, right? That's where I'm at right now. Right now, I'm from Seattle right now.
Right.
I'm here for 4 or 5 days. But who knows? I might get stuck here. I don't know what's going to happen.
You know, you never know.
You keep your options open all the time.
That's right. What would you do if you got stuck in this town?
You know what I would do? First thing I would do is buy a raincoat. That's the first thing I would do. It's just too damn wet. It's
you don't own one.
It's like, constantly wet.
That's
here.
A practical answer.
Yeah, you got to get a raincoat.
Get a raincoat.
And you got to just not care about anything. I mean, I'm one of those guys, I like to wear new sneakers a lot, right? Here, you cannot have new sneakers, right? You got some things you got to just let go. Washing your car is one thing. Let it go. You ain't going to have no clean car ever out here. No clean white sneakers. Get rid of that.
Get rid of that. Oh, yeah. Those clean colors. Forget it. Yeah.
You can't have none of that
stuff.
Get
something gray.
Right. Get rid of your. And it's like a waste. Certain things are a waste. Like, you don't need a dryer out here. Why get a dryer when you're going to walk outside and your clothes don't get damp any damn way?
All right.
The way I see it, you don't need a damn dryer here. You wash your clothes and you put them on wet. Mm. That's what the hell you do.
Okay.
Right? If they get wet again, hey, so be it. They're already wet.
I'm guessing you don't own a lot of flannel.
You know what? I'm not into flannel.
No.
You know,
you don't look like the flannel type.
I'm not a flannel dude. I'm not a flannel guy at all, man. I'm stylish.
Even in your casual wear, I mean, you're rocking polo here. Are those Chuck Taylors you got going there?
Chuck Taylors right here. Yeah. Black Chuck Taylors, because I know it's going to be rainy out here. I'm not going to mess up my white ones.
Uh-huh. Right.
Wear my black Chuck Taylors.
Yeah, you've got the black scarf.
Black scarf it up, right? The glasses. Awesome. You know, I keep my hair cut.
The glasses are a little bit trend. What's the word for trendy nowadays?
They're hipster.
They're a little hipster.
Let me tell you something. Yeah. I've been doing it for a long time. A lot of people stole it from me.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Yeah. Everybody stole it from me, man. Yeah. The black glasses, everybody stole it from me.
Before the term hipster was invented, you had black
I've
glasses.
I've been around a long time. See, here's how life works. The first thing you got to do in your lifetime is realize who the hell you are, right? I'm going to give you a little advice. Know who the hell you are, right? You got to become an icon. You got to make yourself a damn icon. How you see yourself now and who you are in your present form at your happiest is where you want people to remember you. So take a few pictures of yourself, right? Don't look at the damn camera either. Don't look at the damn camera. Look away.
Okay.
You icon yourself. You always take a photo of yourself looking at the sky or looking down.
You got things on your mind.
You got things on your mind.
Yeah.
Look at the sky. It's like, sky's the limit. Looking down is like, you know, don't look me in the eyes.
So
you
what is
you get a little cocky sometimes.
What is look at the camera? If you're looking at the camera, what does that say about you?
Why you look like a damn fool.
Oh.
You look like a fool. Don't look at the camera. You look like a damn idiot. Don't ever look at the camera. That's the difference between doing a photo shoot and a music video. A music video, you always look at the damn camera.
Because
you're singing into the camera. Right? When you're doing photos, you always don't ever look in the camera like a damn idiot. You look away. You look away. It's not a school photo. Right?
Now, is this like for Christmas time too with your family?
Never look in the camera at Christmas time ever. I just don't ever do that one. That's the worst one. That means because people can see you're begging for stuff through the lens. They say he wants a good gift.
Yeah.
Don't ever look in the camera for Christmas photos.
We have three brilliant comedians in today, and of their three promo photos, only JB is not looking.
Look
at
your photo.
You see my photo?
You practice what you preach.
Iconic. Iconic.
It's iconic.
You have to take those kind of photos too. You got to see yourself in history, in time, to where you want to be for the rest of your life.
Let me ask you a question.
You kidding me?
What's your wife's name?
Shahida Omar.
Shahida Omar. What a beautiful name.
Ooh.
All right. When you and Shahida got married and you had a wedding photographer, I assume. Are you all like looking off into space, or are you looking in the camera?
That's the difference. Now, when you take a photo with your wife, you want to look. You have all your photos. Are you looking in her eyes?
Oh,
You don't look at the damn camera. Why should both you idiots look at the damn camera?
No kidding. You took unconventional wedding pictures.
You have to look at each other in every photo. It could be lusty, right? It could be passionate or whatever.
Look at Joe and just show me lusty. I want to see what lusty looks like.
Oh, man. That is a scary lusty.
Tony, you
look.
Put the pants back on. Stop playing around. Put the damn pants back on. Don't do that right now.
All right. That's your lusty look. Yeah.
Hey, he wants another shot of
give
that
it to
hug.
Him. Yeah. Yeah. See how the difference is?
Yeah.
See how the difference.
Yeah. You know what? But he's an actor. See, you're an actor. I mean, if you could look at Joe Lusty right off the bat, I'd put you in the next big movie, whatever it is.
Now, Joe, what happened? He'd take me to dinner or do something early. I can't just jump into him like that, but he got to take me out or something.
You got
to
work into Lusty.
You got to work into Lusty now.
That was pretty quick. You were pretty Lusty very fast.
Yeah, you could turn it on and off.
Yeah, you could turn it on and off.
You deal with ladies, you got to be able to turn it on and off. You got to be conscious of all at all times with a lady. Am I right?
Yep, absolutely.
Totally.
You got to be always conscious in a moment with a woman. You got to give it to her, right? She can't ask for it. If she got to ask for it, your marriage is ruined, man.
How long have you been married for now?
I've been with my wife for 11 years, going on 12 years, but we've been married for going on 6.
Okay.
Right? All you got to do as a man, you give a lady one good thing a week, and she's satisfied.
Is that one good thing a week?
You do one
what
thing.
What is that thing?
Do one thing on your own a week, and you are good. I promise you.
So
you're going to do a lot of dumb stuff. But if you can do one thing a week without her telling you to do it,
without
I'm telling you,
I see.
You will keep the chains moving. It's like playing football.
Yeah.
Right? Sometimes you don't got to always score. You don't got to always score. But if you can keep them from scoring on you, you're pretty damn good. Right? If you can play the middle of the field all the time. Yeah. If you can play the middle of the field,
so
you are good.
What are some of the things you do? Like would you do laundry or make her a dinner or surprise her with flowers?
That's all you got to do is pick whatever you want to do.
Just
whatever
one
it
of
is.
Them. Yeah.
Whatever, let her come home and see the bed is made. Let her come home and you got some food cooking already.
Nah.
Do one thing a week. Mm. You pop up. No, here's one thing. You buy her something that she did not expect you to buy, that she would not in remotely think you paid attention to.
Mm.
All you got to do is give a lady a little attention.
So a little bit of surprise, too.
Don't
make it obvious. If you do 2-3 things a week, you're overdoing it.
You're overdoing it.
Yeah, because then she'll say you're up to something.
You still got
to
be a man. Yeah. Don't overdo it.
Yeah.
Overdo it.
He gave you the key. Move the chains.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, you know, you can't throw a touchdown pass every play. You'll lose. You'll be off the field in 3
minutes.
You move the chains.
At some point, you're going to throw an interception. At some point,
has your wife ever heard you say this? Does she know you're plotting this?
No, you never tell a lady. Never give a lady your plans.
She's never heard you ever.
Don't ever give a lady your plans.
Right.
Don't ever play your cards, man.
Yeah.
You always give them a little something a week. That'll keep the chains moving.
It's a good thing she's never seen your act.
If you halfway give a damn about your lady, you're in good shape.
Halfway give a damn.
Enough. Yeah. Okay. But you can't do too much. Because then she becomes the man, you become the woman. You don't want to become a woman, do you?
Right.
Now you're locked into all that stuff.
But the way you describe it, I definitely don't.
No, you do 3 or 4 things.
In fact, you're looking right
locked
into my eyes. You're not looking off into space, so I know you
don't
mean
it. Don't get locked into those 3 or 4 things you do in a week. Don't get
that's
locked
right
in.
He'll do a whole list in
a
day.
No, don't do a whole list because you're locked in. Don't get locked in. One thing a week.
Okay, do you have motivational tapes? Because I can't remember all of this.
I've been writing all this down.
You have to write this stuff down, man.
Since he walked in the door, I've got life advice. I've got career advice. I've got love advice.
Photo advice.
You photo icon yourself. Mm-hmm. We are all. No, don't think that only celebrities or only athletes can become icons. Mm-hmm. You icon your damn self. At some point, someone may make a statue of you somewhere.
You empower your fans to become iconic in their own world.
You better bring the ruckus, and you better be your damn self.
That's right.
Don't let life dictate you. You dictate life, you know? That's somebody good out there, here's how you gotta think. You gotta think where you didn't know how you see how the earth rotates, right? You wanna be the one who makes the earth rotate once in a while.
You know what? You have a really positive philosophy about life. Do you worry about the world at all?
Why should I worry about the world?
Who cares?
It's not mine.
Yeah, it's not
mine. Right? It's like I'm listening to the damn car right now.
Yeah.
Right? If I make the payments, come and get the damn car. You can have it back.
You can have it back.
You have the damn car back. I don't need a damn car.
You are in the moment. Yeah, you are in the moment. You are living your life. You are happy. It's a cloudy day. You don't care.
If you don't live in a moment, you are not living your damn life. Mm. What about tomorrow? You think about that.
He said it's not where you're from. It's where you're at.
I'm gonna enjoy Seattle right now. Mm. I'm gonna enjoy the people that come out. I'm gonna have a good damn time. I'm gonna give them something. I'm gonna icon myself. Me and my boy Hugh Moore gonna destroy it tonight. We had a great time last night. Two good shows tonight. Two big shows tomorrow night. We're going to enjoy our damn self. We're going to buy us some raincoats today at the mall. Right? Some black sneakers. Some black waterproof sneakers. Right? Maybe we'll get some galoshes. Remember galoshes? Nice. Some damn galoshes. They go over your damn sneakers. Nice.
Hurricane Smoove is coming. He may be trapped here for months.
Damn right. All right. Stuck here.
JB Smoove, always great to see you. And all the best, sir. You have seen, it's wonderful, wonderful.
I'm looking away right now. See that?
Inspiration. Look at that. He's iconic. Information right about the show tonight or tomorrow at parlorlive.com or go to our website, bobrivers.com. The shows are at 7:30 and 10:30.
Be well, people. Hey, hit me up on Twitter. Old snap JB Smoove. Maybe tonight, you know what? I fancy myself a pool shark, too. As you know, Paula Lives has pool tables also.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I'll give a lucky person a chance to play me in pool.
Oh. Will you make more money at the table, or will you make a...
Yeah, right.
I don't think so.
Come tonight with your pockets full of money.
He's going to look like he's looking off into space, but he's going to take you for everything you got. JB, all the best.
Hey, you guys are great, man. Yeah. Hey, enjoy the holidays. Yeah. Peace. Bob River
Show. On 95.7. KJR. Play 95.7 KJR's name game for a chance to visit the Disneyland Resort for the holidays. Here's how the name game works. Visit 95.7KJR.com and enter for your chance to win.
When you hear your name, call 877-901-0957 within 25 minutes and qualify for the grand prize.
A trip for four to the Disneyland Resort in California.
All qualifiers receive a $50 Disney gift card.
Grand prize winners will fly Alaska Airlines with convenient nonstops to Southern California. The name game, only on 95.7 KJR.
Sleep Country USA is having their year-end clearance sale. It's on right now. This is the time, people. If you woke up today and your back hurt, or you woke up and you felt like you hadn't even gone to bed last night, it's probably because you're on a bed that has not given you the support you need every night. Sleep Country USA can make sure, they can guarantee that happens for you. Here's what they'll do. Sleep Country USA has over 80 stores in Puget Sound area, and all the major manufacturers are on display in all of their showrooms. Go in and take a rest test. Lie down. Find the bed that's right for you. Take all the time you need. You're welcome when you come in. They'll then bring that new bed to your home, set it up for free, remove your old mattress for free. They always do. And you'll be sleeping on the right bed for you, getting the support you need every single night. It will change your life. The most important decision you'll make is where you put your head every night and what kind of bed you're sleeping on. The year-end clearance sale is on now, but it won't go on forever. So don't waste time. Whether it's Stearns & Foster, Sealy, Beautyrest, Serta, or the Tempur-Pedic bed that changed our lives at my house, Sleep Country USA has it for you. Guaranteed best low price, guaranteed best night's sleep. Sleep Country USA, why buy a mattress anywhere else?
This Christmas, give the gift of the great outdoors with gifts they'll love from Cabela's. Hurry in during our Christmas sale for spectacular savings, like Cabela's men's and women's slippers, two pair for just $49.99. And take 50% off select Cabela's brand camo gloves. Or give Cabela's gift cards, the gift that always fits. Hurry in to Cabela's, in Lacey and Tulalip. Cabela's, your Christmas gift outfitter.
If you're in holiday shopping mode, I've got some great news for you. Bartell Drugs has this season's hottest new gift, the all-new Kindle Fire HD for only $199. Now it's as easy as stopping by your local Bartels to get the world's most advanced 7-inch tablet. Kindle Fire HD has a stunning HD display and Dolby audio with dual stereo speakers, so you can enjoy the over 22 million movies, apps, games, songs, books, and more in all their glory. And it's also the perfect tablet for surfing the web, keeping up with your email, and social networking, too. So this holiday season, head on over to your friendly neighborhood Bartels to pick up the all-new Kindle Fire HD. It's the perfect gift for the movie, app, game, music, book, web, email, and more lover on your shopping list.
Flu season is on its way, and Bartell Drugs has your defense. You can now get your flu shot at Bartels any day, anytime during pharmacy hours.
Stephanie Luttrell is one busy dairy farmer. Her day is a growing checklist of things to do and places to be. We tried to keep up with Stephanie on her dairy in Deer Park, Washington, and saw firsthand that farming isn't just a job. It's actually a lot of jobs all rolled into one.
You're a vet. You're a midwife. You're a milker. You're a customer service rep. You're a nutritionist. You're a purchasing agent. You're an accountant. You're a manager. You do data entry. You're a teacher. So there's so many things. I'll forget most of them. There's more and more and more.
We got tired just watching her, so we had to ask, Why would anyone sign up for 18-hour workdays?
I love it. I wouldn't know what to do otherwise. My stress reliever is going out and standing in the middle of the cows and knowing, hey, this is great. They're animals, but they're kind of family to us. They're like my kids. Some of them are 1,800 pounds, but they're like my kids.
To learn more about what dairy families in Washington are doing to keep our milk pure, fresh, and local, visit at keyingredient.com.
Unless you're a damsel and you've recently been in distress, you might not think you'll ever need to be rescued by a superhero. But imagine.
You're about to embark on an epic journey to the soccer field with a horde of ankle biters when you accidentally lock your keys in the impenetrable fortress that is your minivan. An onslaught of temper tantrums is inevitable until...
The AAA guy?
Hey, so what if his only superpower is really impeccable manners?
The AAA guy is here to save your day. He'll rescue those keys so you can be on your way and escape kindergarten chaos. Headache averted.
Now that is super.
Exactly. For superhero roadside assistance wherever you go, plus special member discounts at thousands of businesses. Join AAA today. Get $10 off a new membership by calling 800-JOIN-AAA or by visiting AAA.com. AAA, there's only one.
So you're on the freeway when the truck in front of you carrying a load of disco balls hits a bump. Luckily, every car or pickup tire that Les Schwab sells comes with the kind of protection most other places just don't give you. Along with great prices, we give you free flat repairs, equal value replacements, pre-trip safety checks, and more for the entire life of the tire. So why lifetime protection? Because you just might need it. That's our best tire value promise. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
Come to the Bose store for gift ideas that sound great. Transform your TV experience with the new Bose Solo TV sound system, the first one-piece solution for your TV from Bose. Enjoy the tranquility of noise-canceling headphones and experience the innovative new SoundLink Bluetooth mobile speaker too. Share music from your mobile phone out loud whenever and wherever, now with deeper, more powerful sound. Come to the Bose store at Bellevue Square. A world of innovation from the most respected name in sound.
In the zone.
If you need a battery, get to AutoZone, your battery headquarters, with a wide range of proven tough Duralast batteries designed to meet your vehicle's needs. Only AutoZone carries Duralast for reliable starts in extreme weather and maximum power for accessories. And if you've got an old car battery laying around, bring it to AutoZone. We'll recycle it and give you a $5 merchandise card. When it comes to batteries, AutoZone's got you covered. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Give the gift of the great outdoors from Cabela's. Hurry in during our Christmas sale for spectacular savings. Or give Cabela's gift cards the gift that always fits. Cabela's, your Christmas gift outfitter.
Want to know if your coins are worth a fortune? Go to westseattlecoins.com.
What well-known local band will be playing at the sold-out Bob Rivers Twisted Christmas Party for a couple of tickets to it? That's the question at 5 o'clock today, 95.7 KJR. This is Steve. I'll see you then.
From the State Farm Traffic Center, that accident, 405 southbound near the West Valley Highway, just after the Valley Freeway, has been cleared over to the shoulder. Unfortunately, the backup is still pretty heavy all the way out to about the 169 interchange, so watch out for delay there. Northbound 405 through the S-curve is a pretty busy drive. Also, southbound I-5, you'll see crowding through pretty much Linwood all the way into Seattle at the moment. It looks like your effort to Seattle Drive taking you 1 hour. Also going to see heavy volumes westbound I-90 across the midspan.
Traffic is brought to you by Famous Footwear. BOGO is back at Famous Footwear. Buy one pair of shoes, get another pair half off. Just in time for holiday shopping. Save on brands like Minnetonka, Adidas, and Madden Girl. Famous Footwear, victory is yours.
Coming up at 9 o'clock on the Bob Rivers Show, SNL alum Anna Gasteyer will be in studio.
You're listening to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Yeah. I wish I could change the minds that decided that I shouldn't be knighted as a modern-day prince. It only makes sense playing every instrument. All the money I spent doing shows with the band. Everybody was saying that I should have kept the show money, put it in my pocket.
8:20, good morning, everybody. Today is the 30th, last day of November, 2012. Bob Rivers with Spike O'Neill and Downtown Joe. Sean in for Jody, last day. And your boyfriend, Kevin?
Yes.
Has he listened at all much this week? We haven't heard much about it.
You know, he does. He listens every day on his way into work. And lately, I asked him last night, and he's like, man, I'm hearing a lot about India. So he's definitely catching a lot of Jody and Eric, and he does care about
children.
What does
he say about you and your performance? Does he say anything?
He's so supportive. I mean, he's so great. He of course, wishes he would hear me a little bit more.
He thinks you're not on the show enough.
That's
my wife never
pretty
says
typical.
That.
He's really great, and he'll try and encourage me and say things like, you should do your Rita Marley impersonation, or it's just...
Your impersonation?
Rita Marley, you know, she's the wife of Bob Marley. It's really dumb. I'm not funny, and
well,
he
should
tries
do it,
to...
Though.
What
is
it's terrible.
What does it sound like?
It's terrible.
I'm with Kevin. Rita Marley.
No, because she would just be high, and seriously, it's not. I'm not funny. You guys are funny. And
hearing you refuse
to
do
me,
it, not nearly as entertaining as even if you did it badly. So here we go.
So I don't even remember the context we were talking about it in, but he asked me, something about what was happening, something with a Bob Marley documentary I had seen. Oh, I know. I said that Rita Marley was famous for standing behind Bob, even though he had multiple wives and other women that she thought it was okay. And I was trying to say, like, I stand behind you because you're a genius, like Bob Marley, no matter what happens. And he did not like me saying
so
that.
So you wouldn't mind if he had multiple flings?
No, I mean, I wouldn't go quite that far, but I was trying to say that...
You'd stand behind him through thick and thin.
We were talking about you saying how to find happiness in your life. And I said, my happiness comes from supporting you. And he was like, wah, wah, I call BS on that.
I like this guy already.
He's a great guy.
All right. We were starting the news before JB came in. Enjoy the heck out of JB. Both those guys that were here today. If you're in the South... at Tacoma, Tommy Jonigan is a great, great headliner at Tacoma Comedy Club. And if you're a Seattle-ish or slightly north of Seattle, don't miss the Parlor JB Smoove tonight and tomorrow as well. 7:30 and 10 at the Parlor, 8 and 10:30 in Tacoma. Where were we in the news?
Well, there are multiple rap stars in the news today, but one of them is local. A woman, a teacher in South Lyon, which is outside of Detroit, she's a performing arts teacher, and she has been suspended for playing a song in the classroom that's by a local Seattle artist. You mentioned him earlier, Macklemore. Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. The song is called Same Love. It was written in support of same-sex marriage, and she played it in school. Because one of her students had asked her to play the song, and
she's suspended.
She's been suspended. And
why suspended?
The school district apparently didn't approve of the message in the song, but the school district hasn't commented.
So are there approved message songs? Like, are they Ted Nugent songs? What's the
Cat Scratch Fever? That's the kind of man woman marriage we're endorsing here in Michigan.
Also, it does sound a little weird. Why is a teacher playing a song to students, Pedro?
You want to hear the news report?
Yeah, let's listen.
To him, to her.
It was like any other day at South Lyon Centennial Middle School inside Miss Johnson's eighth grade performing arts class. Last Wednesday, a student asked if he could play a song.
I asked him a few questions about the song, if it was violent, if there was any profanity, and he said no. And I said, this sounds like a great song to go ahead and use for the class.
When I was in the third grade, I thought that I was gay.
The song is called Same Love, written in support of same-sex marriage. Underground rapper Ben Macklemore tackles the dangers of hate and stereotypes by showing the struggle of a homosexual man from birth to death. As Susan Johnson listened to the song, she says she thought to herself, this is something her students could learn from.
Man, that's gay, gets dropped on the daily. We become so numb to what we're saying. A culture founded from oppression. Yeah, we don't have acceptance for them. Call each other behind the keys of a message board.
This is one of the things in my school that we're trying to practice and we're trying to instill in our students is tolerance to diversity and also bullying.
But another student in class didn't agree with the lyrics, went to the office and complained. Before the school day ended, Johnson claims the principal and assistant superintendent told her she was suspended indefinitely without pay.
I don't think that it was really even thought through. I was paralyzed. I really didn't understand why I was being suspended.
And the assistant superintendent, Melissa Baker, who helped make that decision, didn't care to elaborate.
No one is going to have a comment for you. We don't go on camera here in Southline.
I'm very disappointed in the bias, the bigotry that I feel that they're really hiding behind.
All right. There was a bleep in that song.
Yes.
So there was some swearing. It just happened to be.
So was the ejection the swearing?
No. He played a radio-friendly version in the class. The class version that
oh,
he played.
Okay.
She was suspended clearly for the song's content about a same-sex marriage.
But what school is this?
It's in outside Detroit, South Lyon.
Middle school class in Detroit.
Okay. Huh.
So this is seventh graders, eighth graders, basically?
Yeah. And it was a performing arts class. It's not like it was even in a civics class or a government class. It wasn't about the legalities or the changing of different
states'
rights.
Well, what's the law in Detroit? Obviously, this is Detroit. It's not Seattle.
Right.
Different parts of the country. God's not finished with them yet.
That's
you know what I mean? They're on their journey.
No,
they haven't.
Totally.
They're still, and there's a lot of people I know who are just warming up to this. And I actually have empathy for people. And what they're worried about is that people are going to try to program or indoctrinate their kids. Now, listen. I don't believe that's going to happen. I don't believe that's what it's about. But people who don't understand that yet are very skittish and very concerned. And this is Detroit. And I don't mean that in a negative way about Detroit. But I don't think anyone thinks Detroit is as progressive as, say, Washington and Oregon or California, right?
Well, it's funny you mentioned California because when their Prop 8 was overturned at the ballot box on Election Day, the same-sex marriage law was overturned.
But now it's back.
Well, when it lost, it was due in large part to the African-Americans' religious community.
And the Mormon political ads and all that. Yeah. There's a very traditional marriage point
of view in that community.
I would be surprised that a teacher would let you play a song unscreened in a middle school, you know, that to say, is there any swear words? No. Okay, go ahead and play it.
But it's a performing arts class. Yes.
According to a caller, what was beeped in that song wasn't actually a swear word. It was the other F word.
Oh.
It was a derogatory term.
Okay. Yeah. I'm surprised that a kid actually brought it to the attention of the principal, because it seems like, you know, of all the people, kids, it's so widely accepted now, and there are
not
kids
everywhere
in
the country. This is what you got to understand. And not by even, and even here, there's a huge percentage of people. They're not, they don't make up the majority anymore, but there's a huge percentage of people who are very uncomfortable. Okay. 29 past 8. So. That teacher will be the focus of much yabbering on the cable news, and will she be rehired? Who knows?
She's back at work, but she was suspended without pay for 2 days, suspended totally for 3 days.
Will she get her pay back?
Yeah, I don't know. The ACLU.
You can't suspend someone without pay and then bring them back without giving them the pay.
Sure you can. Of course you can.
You can?
Of course you can. That's the
penalty?
Yes, it's your lack of pay. You take a little financial hit. That's what the NFL does, and they serve, like, the guys facing four-game suspensions. They won't be paid vacations.
Oh, I see. It's like the NFL.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, when you hear about a cop having a question about gun use in the course of a career for law enforcement,
right,
they'll be on administrative leave with pay, or they'll be suspended without pay.
So if Clear Channel wanted to suspend me without pay for a few days, they could.
They could.
If you did something.
I did the other day.
Yeah, that's true.
When I worked at another radio station, and there was a similar incident where a dump button wasn't used, the program director was suspended for a day without pay.
No kidding.
Not the actual person who did it.
All right, I get it now. Mm-hmm. I get it. But, obviously it seems odd to us, given that December 6th, is the first day for a gay marriage in our state. By the way, they changed. Remember, we were talking about how they should change the wedding application.
No, they were going through the process that they
right, but they changed it again.
Right. Well, they were trying to figure out what to put on the form.
Right. And I told them what to put on the form, and they did it.
You nailed it.
They're going with checkboxes, right?
Bride, groom, or spouse.
Perfect.
So you can have two brides, two grooms, or two spouses.
Perfect.
Whatever you
want.
Piece
of cake.
One of each.
Okay.
Well, if you checked your Facebook page in the last 24 hours, you probably saw a photograph of a New York City cop giving a pair of shoes to a homeless guy. And the photo was snapped by a tourist from Arizona. The police officer has now been identified, New York City police officer Larry DiPrimo. He's a really young guy. I think he's maybe 25, 26 years old, lives at home with his parents. And he saw this guy on a cold night in New York City, and he gave the man a pair of socks and boots. And actually went into saw the guy and really just thought this is unacceptable, went into a nearby Skechers store. And the guy in the Skechers store heard the story, too, and let the police officer use his employee discount.
Wow. Hey, and he was fired, by the way.
Yeah.
Without pay. Suspended.
I heard the story was that the cop
Now, how did the photo get taken?
Well, for the purposes of dignity, if what I heard happened was the cop bought the homeless guy's the boots he was wearing. He's like, let me buy your boots from me, and you can use that money to go in and buy a new pair of boots. That's what, maybe I heard it wrong, but that's what I saw on Facebook. This cop was...
I can play him talking. The police cop yesterday.
I went up to him, and I said, I was like, buddy, where's your socks? Where's your shoes? He's like, it's okay, officer. I never had a pair of shoes. And that, to me, it took me back a few. The true inspiration was my grandfather. And he told me when I was much younger, if you're going to do something, do it 100%. And... do it or don't do it at all. And I think that stuck with me my entire life.
Okay.
So it's a beautiful photo, but did someone just happen to be walking by?
It was a tourist from Arizona, and she was very moved. You know, people always, the stereotype is that New Yorkers are so cold in the big city, and she was moved, and she posted it on her Facebook page, and it's been shared over 48,000 times, and I guess viewed by hundreds of thousands of people all over the world, and the cop officer, Larry DiPrimo, was on the Today Show this morning talking about the experience.
And he spent $100 of his own money. Which is pretty significant amount of money for on a cop salary. Mm-hmm.
He does live at home, though.
All right. Speaking of spending your own money, here's a cheapskate story. Did you hear about the rap star who had offered a reward for a missing laptop? His name, and I don't know his music. Do you have any of it, Pedro? Ryan Leslie?
Yeah, let me just play some of it. I mean, he's not famous for his own music. He's famous for one song that he composed and someone else sang. The name of the song is Me and You by the artist Casey.
Okay.
This is the song.
But he made a lot of money.
No, a lot of money.
It's actually pretty beautifully produced. He is worth, according to Celebrity Net Worth, $35 million. So here's what happens. A laptop goes missing. Now, some of this is sketchy, by the way. A laptop goes missing, and he goes on YouTube and promises a $1 million reward to whoever finds the missing laptop and an external hard drive. This guy... his name is Armin Augstein, in Germany, finds the computer, he says, while walking his dog and turns it over to the German cops. This happened way back in November 2010.
And he had initially offered $20,000. Nobody, you know, had anything. So just kind of flippantly made a video and said, okay, I'll give $1 million to whoever.
The whole thing ends up in court because... Ryan Leslie refuses to give the $1 million. Now, this guy, the court was in the United States. I'm not sure how that works if the laptop is found in Germany, but it was the U.S. court.
Yeah,
he sued him civilly.
Yeah, he came after him civilly in the New York court, I believe.
And this guy, Augstein, just got ruled in his favor that Ryan Leslie owes him $1 million. And the primary evidence, be careful when you make a YouTube video, by the way, the primary evidence is the YouTube video in which he promises $1 million. Do you have the video, Pedro?
Well, actually, it's a written statement that he does in the video. At the end of a promotional tour, he writes, I offered first $20,000. Now I want to offer $1 million to recover the laptop. So it's just a written statement.
It says YouTube video on the story.
Yeah, it's a posted. It's a video posted on YouTube, but it's just
of the picture of the statement. Okay. Anyway, he says so. Augustine gets a ruling, and by the way, when someone gets a rule, they win, and the judge awards them $1 million. It's not the end of it. You can appeal. You can also sit there and wait for the million, and the guy can refuse to pay it until he gets ordered to pay it again. And then they can drag it out. There's a lot of things that can happen. So right now this guy says, hey, I'm happy the American judicial system, which is totally different from ours, did so well. But he's disappointed with Ryan Leslie because during the trial, Ryan Leslie accused him of stealing the laptop to try and get out of paying the million.
And he also said that there were things missing on the hard drive and stuff.
Well,
and
what he says was, I wanted the laptop back because there were some unreleased master tapes of songs on the laptop.
Of course.
And he claims that they're not there. Which, who would know, right? He believes that Augustine is not entitled to the reward. He refused to honor it. And he said, the multitrack songs are not on the hard drive. And by the way, then they go back and forth. It's a little complicated. No court case is simple. They go back and forth because apparently he returned the hard drive to the manufacturer.
He who?
The rap artist. Okay. It's defective or something like that. But it doesn't say. And then, so they're debating it. I don't know whose side I'm on.
I kind of think I'm on the side of the guy who says he's due the reward. You know, if you put something on YouTube says, hey, you know, nobody stepped up for 20, I'll offer $1 million. That's pretty cut and dried.
Yeah,
if
but you're, if how you're do you know you're on his side? How do you know he didn't steal it?
Didn't say.
Can't prove he stole it.
Didn't the reward didn't speculate either or didn't clarify what the requirements were for earning the reward.
Right.
It just said, I'll give you $1 million. Not, I'll give you $1 million if I get my hard drive back and it is in the state it was in when it was lost.
Right.
I'll give you $1 million if you return it, but not if you had any part in taking it or you're responsible for it being lost in the first place or stole it.
So it doesn't depend to you. It's just you're on the side of giving the guy the money no matter what.
I'm on the side of this. If this rap producer is so cavalier that he's going to throw this out there, hey, I'll give you $1 million, bring my laptop back. Be careful what you wish for.
Hmm.
If he had maybe, like, when the laptop was first recovered, maybe knocked the guy $50,000,
yeah,
maybe it would have all gone away really quickly and the guy wouldn't
that's
have
why
felt
I'm,
so embittered.
That's why I'm kind of on the side of the rich rapper. I mean, this guy, I think he stole it.
You don't know that.
But I think so.
Waiting for the price to be right?
I think he's, you know, got a lot of nerve asking for $1 million, coming all the way here to the U.S. to sue me.
He didn't ask for $1 million. He was offered $1 million to.
How do you know what I've offered him?
Because it was a YouTube video saying I'll give you $1 million.
No, but I talked to him privately, and I offered many times to settle.
And how about if the laptop is not?
I hear you.
If it's not in the condition that when you lost it, I mean, imagine if this is your cat. You say, you know, $10,000 reward to return my cat, and somebody's.
But it's been spayed.
Yeah, and it's been shaved, and it's been painted pink, and you know, it looks. It doesn't even look like my cat anymore.
I'm not going to assume until I hear all of his story. Can we talk to him, Pedro?
I mean, I don't think that the rapper is going to talk to anybody now.
Why not? I'll bet Luciana could get him on the phone.
Okay, let's try.
He's talking.
She got
to Twitter.
The dude who was going to blow up the moon. Have some faith in your wife.
I do.
He is talking to Twitter. He says, ain't no way to get around ups and downs, jury of my peers, rules for the plaintiff. With a link to the story.
That's the rapper?
That's the rapper.
Ah. Is he going to pay him or is he going to? Right, we'll see. Hey, by the way, Pedro, you should be nicer to Luciana. You're like suspicious of her again, I heard.
She did something that she shouldn't have done. It's completely inappropriate. And I have it's insane because if I had done that, she would divorce me tomorrow.
If you had done what she had done,
she
would divorce you tomorrow.
I don't know if divorce me, but I know that I would sleep in the couch for a couple of days. So I
almost the same thing.
I was going to say, it's $1 million reward or 20 grand reward right there.
This guy has, he's like you, Joe. A lot of willpower there. If you had done what she did, you'd be in big trouble.
Of course. No, no doubt about that.
What did she do?
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
From the State Farm Traffic Center, we are seeing heavy crowding northbound 405 through the S-curves that stretches into the Kennedale Hill. The Valley Freeway northbound also pretty slow approaching 405. Northbound I-5, expect to see heavy brake lights from the middle of the Boeing Field up to the Convention Center. And southbound I-5 is backed up from 44th and Linwood. You're going to see heavy traffic off and on all the way into Seattle. Effort to Seattle right now taking you about 55 minutes. Traffic is brought to you by Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research. Every day, Fred Hutch scientists are inspired to discover the next big breakthrough that may lead to cancer cures. These breakthroughs wouldn't be possible without private support. Give today at fredhutch.org to help end cancer and save lives.
Hey, it's me, Jody, juicing fanatic with my favorite product, the Power Grind Pro Juicer. It's the best juicer on the market today. Yes, you can buy a cheaper one. Why would you do that? Cheap juicers are like cheap cars and cheap VCRs and cheap everything else you get. You're not going to get fast and easy to clean. You're not going to get super heavy-duty construction. Spend the money, get the best one on the market. Why do you want to juice? Well, it provides vital nutrients, antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, pretty much everything your body needs. And it's an excellent snack. I use it as a meal replacement, and I'm not one of those waif-like women who doesn't eat a lot and feels full all the time. I claim that this assists me to lose pounds with no hunger, and you'd have to try it to believe it. Right now, offering such an awesome deal. You have to log on to fatherofjuicing.com. You can get all the information about the Power Grind Pro on this website, fatherofjuicing.com, and enter the promo code JUICEWITHJODY when you check out. You get $50 off the best juicer on the market. Do it for your health. Do it today.
Old Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard to fetch her poor dog a bone. Unfortunately, she dropped the bone on her neighbor's foot and broke his toe. Luckily, Geico recently helped her with homeowner's insurance, and she was fully covered for the personal liability. She celebrated by getting a chemical peel and is now referred to as Young Mother Hubbard. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on homeowner's insurance.
That person driving in the car next to you, do you know who they are? They might look like an everyday Joe, but in reality, they could be a local Geico agent, and you'd never even know it. That's right, they're among us. If you don't believe it, take a closer look around you. They're helping people save money on car insurance. And they're not about to stop.
To see how much you could save on more than just car insurance, contact your local Geico office in Bellevue, Lakewood, Oak Harbor, or Silverdale.
This holiday season, you can give the kind of gift that will be forgotten before the wrappings are even thrown away. Or you can give a gift that will be remembered every night of the week. The AirFit Adjustable Pillow from Sleep Number. The first pillow as ingenious as the Sleep Number bed and the most innovative gift this season. Simply rest your head and this revolutionary pillow will actually adjust to your individual size, shape, and favorite sleeping position, assuring you a perfect fit. The AirFit Adjustable Pillow is part of the Sleep Number Collection, a collection of innovations designed around a bed with dual air technology that allows you to adjust to the support your body needs, adjustable on each side for couples. And this holiday season, you can give a gift that's magical. The innovative AirFit Adjustable Pillow, now at special 30% savings, only at a Sleep Number store. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide, including 6 in the Puget Sound area. For your store, visit sleepnumber.com.
Hi, Snow Mom here. Are you looking to bring a little holiday magic into your home? Who is it, right? Well, nothing says holiday magic to this Snow Mom than a beautiful, fresh-cut Christmas tree. And you can get your tree plus everything you need to decorate it at your neighborhood Fred Meyer. Isn't that right, Mr. Announcer?
You got it, Snow Mom. The Fred Meyer Garden Center is filled with gorgeous, fragrant trees ready to take home and decorate. Choose from Noble, Grand, or Douglas Fir in a great selection of sizes and prices, starting at just $19.99. And you can save an extra $5 with a special coupon in this week's ad. And while you're getting your tree at Freddy's, you can also pick up all the decorations you need to make it really shine. All holiday home individual ornaments are 25% off. And save on all lights, tree toppers, tree skirts, and boxed ornaments, too.
My Christmas tree and decorations all in one stop. Oh, that's enough to make this Snow Mom melt. Hey, cool it, Mr. Announcer.
Fred Meyer, all things holiday, all in one stop.
EMP Museum presents an electrifying new exhibit. Hear My Train A-Comin', Hendrix Hits London. Follow the journey of the greatest guitarist in history, Seattle's own Jimi Hendrix, through his legendary 9 months in London, where he released three hit singles, a chart-topping debut album, and became the darling of the British music scene before returning home to dazzle American audiences. You'll see his outrageous fashions, handwritten letters and lyrics, rare concert footage, and remnants of the guitars he famously smashed and set on fire. And on display for a limited time, the iconic white Fender Strat Jimmy played at Woodstock. Buy your tickets today to Hear My Train A-Comin', Hendrix Hits London. Excuse me while I kiss the sky. Tickets are just $18 online and include entry to other EMP galleries. Order online at empmuseum.org and save. Hendrix Hits London, now open at EMP.
Safety alert. Deadly carbon monoxide gas is colorless, odorless, and causes an estimated 450 deaths and 20,000 emergency room visits annually in the U.S. A new life-saving law has passed that requires carbon monoxide alarms in Washington homes. Help protect your family from the silent killer by installing alarms outside all sleeping areas and on every level of your home, including your basement. Purchase your premium First Alert carbon monoxide alarms at any Lowe's Home Improvement store today. For more information on the new state law, visit firstalert.com.
Give the gift of the great outdoors from Cabela's. Hurry in during our Christmas sale for spectacular savings. Or give Cabela's gift cards the gift that always fits. Cabela's, your Christmas gift outfitter.
Right now at Staples Copy and Print, get 50% off photo cards and invitations. No coupon needed, limited time only. Details in store or staples.com. Staples, that was easy.
From the State Farm Traffic Center, just had another accident pop up. This one is I-5 northbound, just after the Boeing Access Road. It looks like it's blocking the right lane there and quickly causing a backup out in that area. So watch out for a delay. The smart signs are working, though, telling you which lanes are closed. Northbound 405 through the S-curve is a pretty slow drive. And southbound I-5 is a little slow from 44th and Linwood down through Shoreline, Everett to Seattle, a 50-minute drive.
Traffic is brought to you by Pike Place Market, which has declared 2012 the year of the thoughtful gift. Starting with a gift of free parking for you. Get 1 hour of free parking from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Public Market Garage. Details at pikeplacemarket.org.
Coming up at 9 o'clock on the Bob Rivers Show, SNL alum Anna Gasteyer will be in studio.
Bob Rivers in the morning.
And the greatest hit of all time.
KJR-FM and HD1, Seattle.
95.7 KJR.
An iHeartRadio station.
Your cheating heart will make you weep. You'll cry and cry and try to sleep, but sleep won't come the whole night through. Your cheating heart will tell on you. When tears come down like falling rain, you'll toss around and call my name.
All right, what did Luciana do that has Pedro all up in arms? He says if he did it, she would be all over him. First, he said she would divorce him. Then he backed off of that statement so fast. So I'm going to guess that it's Pedro blowing something out of proportion. This is about as real as his winning Powerball ticket is what I'm guessing. You didn't do anything, did you?
I did.
Oh.
And he is absolutely right. If he did it, it would be completely wrong. But I did it, so I know it's safe.
Would he be wrong because he's a guy and guys are not to be trusted, but
that's
women
right.
are?
Am I right?
I'd like to know what this
I'm
is.
I'm asking Shauna. Oh, please, Mike.
No. That's double standard stuff. Yeah. I'm tired of this.
Oh, that's a big double standard. Get used to it. All right. So what did Pedro do? What did you do? Did you sleep with somebody?
No, I didn't. No. We were very
did
much
you lay
awake.
Down next to somebody? I mean, you were quite awake. Yeah.
No, I went to take a test on Wednesday to become eventually one day a medical interpreter.
A medical interpreter?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
When someone that doesn't speak English has to go to an English-speaking doctor, they need an interpreter.
Oh.
So it's a very specific kind of language that you have to deal with. So you study the language and you speak the language, both of them, and so you basically are a liaison between the doctor.
That's
and
a great. And who would hire you, like, to be their medical interpreter?
I believe would it, be it hired would be the by government. The,
yes, you would be hired by the medical facility.
So you'd be at a hospital and
that's right,
ER,
yeah.
Somebody that speaks only Spanish comes in. And
it's usually the government assigns you patients, not clients.
Are you doing that in case you have, so you have something to fall back on in case something goes wrong with this job and you don't have to move to Argentina?
To be honest, I started thinking of this before they renewed our contract. But then I thought, hey, it's not a bad idea.
Yeah. Oh, I've got something to fall back on. I'm going to be a beekeeper.
Anyway, I went to take the exam.
So anyway, you went to take the test, and there's a hot guy there.
No, it's not a hot guy. It's a guy. There's a group of
students.
Is
he hot?
No, he's a nice guy.
If Pedro wasn't around, would you like this guy? This is super important.
Probably. He's a nice guy. Okay, but see, he's not hot. I mean,
neither is Pedro, but it's a pretty
Hollywood
low bar.
Star. Yeah. No, Pedro is better looking.
Pedro's better looking than this guy?
Yeah, of course.
Wow.
This guy is a nice guy. I mean, so anyway, it's a group of students, and they are talking to each other, and they all of a sudden, they include me in the conversation. And so they are talking about getting together for this guy's birthday. And they go like, leave me a number so that when we get together, we can invite you. And I was like, yeah, sure. But I really didn't mean it when I said, yeah, sure. I'm like, wait, we are sharing a table here. There's no need to be
rude, or
anything.
I'm confused. So you got the guy's phone number?
Well, this is the deal. I said, yeah, sure. And then we started the test. I finished the test and I was leaving. But as I was leaving,
he handed you his phone number.
He actually ran to see me, and he said, hey, wait, I don't have your phone number.
Oh, you gave him your phone number.
I gave him my phone number, but then I thought I should have his phone number, too.
And this is a person you just met,
that
day?
Yes,
and he wants
right.
to get together for birthday celebration.
By the way, Pedro, you're absolutely right. I never agree with you.
Not only that, I go to the Luciana's bag to look for some Band-Aids to play
right.
drums. And I see a name, and I see
number.
A phone number. Look at this. In a piece of paper that is just a
napkin.
A napkin.
So he wrote a phone number on a napkin. If she found a girl's number on a napkin for you,
What do you think it is? This napkin, they went somewhere probably to have lunch or whatever it was.
I had coffee at the test.
Test.
It's in Olympia at the Capitol, so you actually are there.
Where was the test?
In a building that has cafeterias everywhere.
Was it at a Days Inn?
So there's mustard, because I see mustard stains.
Or I believe as they call it, an hours in.
Hours in.
Yeah. It was at DSHS, so it's
listener comments. Rick the Bouncer. Go ahead, Rick.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be a hater on Luciana, but that's a violation, because my fiance did something similar to that and at work on a job site. And to me, you can call me whatever you want to call me, jealousy, whatever. But that's a violation. It's not bad, but it's a violation. Because you can't trust no man.
Is it a moving violation? No, because they weren't moving. But it's a speeding ticket, right?
There you go. Yeah, that's right. It's a speeding ticket. It's not bad. It's not bad because they checked each other on it. And that's a beautiful thing. It's like I did with my fiance. So it's a speeding ticket.
All right. Hey, Rick, if you give a girl your number, that is a come on every single time, right?
That's 100%. And no man, your friend. If you look good, you look beautiful, you're attractive. Don't no man want to be with you as your friend.
Right. No man is interested in friendship.
Now, this is the deal, though.
With a married woman, I should say.
This is the deal. As the guy is asking me for the phone number, Pedro calls me. And you could hear Pedro in the background saying, don't forget to play the Lotto, because they're going to kill us if we don't play. So I'm like, I'm talking to someone right now. I'll call you right away. And the guy goes, boyfriend? I'm like, no, my husband. Oh, yeah, come with him.
Bring your husband.
Yeah,
that's a recovery move, too.
Fallback position.
Yeah.
I just saw you checking your phone. Were you looking for texts from your new boyfriend?
No, I have a confession to make, I guess, this year. So I'm going
to go
get
our guest
right away.
And a guest tire is here. All right, thank you, Rick. Donna, what did you want to say?
Oh, I just want to really admire Luciana. The issue is funny and good, but I want to tell Luciana how much I admire her, because we ran into this in our vacation last month. My husband got very ill in Italy, and we ended up in an Italian hospital with wonderful people, but hardly anybody spoke English. So we really relied on an interpreter like Luciana's talking about.
Ah, awesome.
To take care of us and help explain things. So, very funny show. Love the show. But Luciana, good for you. And thank you.
Good for you,
so
Luciana. You are the best.
Thank you. Right. I always wanted to do something to help the world, right. But I also need a supplement income.
and we got to get Pedro at least a learner's permit and get it back in a car so he can drive, right?
Well, that was another subject. As I was going to Olympia, I told Pedro, you should come with me. And he's like, why? Because if you were taking the test, I would have to go with you to Olympia.
Right, right. You should have some male friends with cars, I think, as long as Pedro doesn't get a license. All right, thank you, Donna. It's 4 minutes before 9. Anna's going to come back in a second. Here's a story. What do you think of this? Who remembers Gilda Radner?
Of course. Yeah.
Most people don't, believe it or not. She died of ovarian cancer in 1989, which is 23 years ago. And so Gilda's house, which was made as a national cancer support group, they're changing their name. And there's a protest of it. Gilda's Club, actually, is the name of it, was concerned that many people didn't know who Gilda Radner was, and they wanted to change their name to the Cancer Support Community Southwest Wisconsin, because they said, hey, most college students were born after 1989, so we want our name to reflect who we are. This caused a huge outpouring of upsettedness. Is that a word?
From people who loved Gilda Radner, I guess.
So what do you think about that? Well, here's one of the comments. I like this comment. So what are we teaching these people? That when you die from cancer, your name will be erased from history in 20 years.
Booyah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a stab in the point of view right there.
Yeah. I hate changing the name of anything, but we do it all the time. And we change the name of things.
If the goal is to raise money for cancer research, right, and the money is not getting raised because there's not a clear message as to what the goal of the organization is, I can see their point, too.
You know who was not upset?
Gene Wilder.
Gene Wilder. He said, hey, I don't like it, but I understand it. Wow. Do whatever you need to do.
That carries a lot of weight. That's her guy. That's her man.
But I kind of like I remember Gilda's Club. As a big deal.
You know, if not enough people know Gilda Radner's name, then this is an opportunity to tell more people who Gilda Radner was.
Right. And she was a very, very funny actress.
She's
Gene Wilder's wife.
Brilliant comedian.
Brilliant comedian. And she was taken very, very, at a very young age.
They wouldn't have a facility if it weren't for the name recognition she brought to that place. Right. And they were getting up and running. That's like knocking the founding fathers out from underneath of what you've got.
And in Seattle, it is Gilda's Club, and will remain so, they've said, the Seattle chapter.
It's not a widespread movement to eliminate all Gilda's
just
clubs.
It's just one place that was going to change it. All right, in Seattle area, Bainbridge to Seattle specifically, a woman gave birth on the ferry. Hey, Lucy was born Thursday afternoon. Ferry staff, as you know, are trained to respond to just about any onboard emergency, and they had a midwife, an OBGYN nurse, two emergency medical technical people. You know
on
what?
On the ferry?
They just happen to be there.
Why bother having insurance?
Kidding.
Just plan a ferry trip.
Yeah, they're just like, anybody know how to deliver a baby? Come up to the top deck right now.
They did a loudspeaker request.
Attention all fire pastors, anyone who can boil water, deliver a baby, cut a cord, pop a stitch, anything you can. Come on up to the top deck. Also, we will need someone to tie a gang rope after we land, because that guy's delivered a baby. Anybody can make chowder would be helpful.
Lucy was born healthy without complications and then taken to Swedish Medical Center with her mom. Speaking of babies, the birth rate in the United States has plunged to its lowest rate ever recorded, believe it or not. We're having fewer babies than ever before. That's a stat that comes out today. 9 o'clock. Good morning, everybody. Hey.
This is awesome. Look at this.
Welcome. Let's let Anna sit down and make herself comfortable. You know Anna Gasteyer from the half dozen seasons that she spent on Saturday Night Live. Hard to believe that's been about 10 years. More recently on Suburgatory, where Sean is a fan, by the way, of your character.
Big fan.
And Curb Your Enthusiasm. What you may not know about Anna is that she is also a fantastic singer. And she's had starring roles on Broadway in huge musicals like Wicked. Holy cow. I just saw Wicked here. And
yeah.
What a role that is.
It's hard. Yeah, it's a role.
Uh-huh. Really. How long did you do that?
I did it. I originated the role of Elphaba in the Chicago company, which was the first sit-down company of Wicked outside of New York. And I did that for 8.5 months. I did it on Broadway for 4 months.
All right, I'm going to ask you about that. But first, let's continue. Your introduction will take at least another 10 minutes.
My bio?
Wicked, The First Wives Club. And tonight and tomorrow, Anna will be at Benaroya Hall helping the Seattle Men's Chorus kick off their holiday season. Every year they do this spectacular show. You're a special guest performer on Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. It runs through December 22nd. For tickets to a performance this weekend or later in the month, link to seattlemenschorus.org at bobrivers.com. Anna Gasteyer, welcome to the Bob Rivers Show. How are you?
Thanks. Thanks for having me. I'm great.
So how did you wind up in the Seattle Men's Chorus?
They reached out to me. I guess they have these amazing guest performers come and join them. And for any singer, I have a nightclub act that I tour around the country. And, obviously I have Broadway credits too. And it's always exciting when you get these offers because you rarely can afford to pay for that many people to sing behind you.
Oh.
And there's 250 people in the chorus.
That's perfect. Nice. Yeah.
So I jumped at the chance. Yeah, just because it's exciting to have.
So this is a Kodak moment for you.
It really is. Yeah, it's about me with a huge number of people backing me up.
Will you be a video created of this?
Not legally, but not, yes.
Yes, many bootlegs.
Yes, many bootlegs.
Oh, that sounds like fun. And Baby, It's Cold. I've been honored. They do. I'm a song parodist.
I know. We're doing your number.
And you're doing, are you singing that one too?
Yes, I am doing that. I'm allowed, it's our encore, but I'm still going to say it. It's the most fattening time.
It's the most fattening time of the year.
Yeah, and that's a very resonant theme, I think, for a lot of people. It's not just funny, it hits home.
It was intended as a positive message, and Richard Simmons, thank you, Richard Simmons sings on that.
Yes, I know. I saw it on the YouTube.
Okay. And
legally, I think.
Yeah.
Yes, thoroughly. He volunteered. And he's the sweetest man.
Yeah, he's super nice. I did the Paula Deen show with him.
Okay.
Random reference. I did. It's a little name droppy, but listen, he dressed as a stick of butter. It was very memorable.
Now, had you heard the song before, or did somebody point it out to you and say this is the one we'd like you to do?
The guys at the men's chorus did. We were brainstorming fun songs. I mean, I'm a singer, and I'm an old fashioned singer, and obviously holiday songs lend themselves to that. But I also am a comedian, so it's always nice to find things that can marry both.
Do you love Christmas music? Some people really do.
I like some Christmas music, I do. I love Christmas music. Well, I think anybody who grows up as a singer spends a lot of time in choirs. Mm-hmm. And I think if you do that, you automatically have a relationship with descants and things like that. So it's kind of fun.
Did you ever carol go from door to door?
Oh, yeah. We do it all the time. In fact, my daughter, who's here in the studio with us, asked if we could go caroling.
Hi. What's her name?
Frances.
Frances. Hi. Welcome.
She's here.
She's traveling with you?
Everybody came to Seattle because iCarly was shot here. I mean, was set here. And so it's interesting.
Yeah. and driving, knocking on a doorbell and singing.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
upsetting to the people who open the door. But I think it's really fun.
That's right.
It's really fun for the people singing.
That was a more innocent world we grew up in.
It really was.
I know you grew up in D.C.
I did. Washington.
Did you ever get to carol at the White House? And weren't you were friends with Amy Carter?
I never caroled at the White House, but I spent time at the White House, which is so crazy. It's a weird Zelig part of my childhood.
So did you just go over for like a pal around sleepover at the White House?
Yeah,
a
bunch of times because I was friends, very good friends with Amy Carter, the president's daughter. Yeah. So I was, in middle school. So
as a friend, are you checked out? Has your background researched?
It's funny. Probably we have pictures, childhood pictures from birthday parties and things with like we're playing wiffle ball and there's Secret Service just sort of in the
playing
far
right field.
Yeah, literally way in the back, just kind of
panic, you know, would check in their earpieces and stuff.
But you would not be aware of them when you're a kid.
My mom talks about it. You know, she was friendly with all of them, and she would make pizza. I think that's my bored son. Hold on.
Oh, that's your son? Look at this.
Yeah, my very good. Bored son is going to leave. Because we're boring.
Are they going to be at the show?
I think Francis will come. I think my bored son will be bored by it.
Ah.
But I think anybody over the age of 10 will enjoy it.
What does he enjoy? What does he like?
Ninjago. Ah. Ninjago. That's what I think this is about.
Yeah. And will you encourage them to be in show business, or are you already kind of...
Well, Francis already performed. She had a small part on Suburgatory this season. And
how did you get into Suburgatory? I'll bet you used connections.
She played my daughter. I mean, she played my character in Flashbacks.
Uh-oh.
So they reached out to me.
Who
and said,
better qualify?
Yeah, exactly. So Emily Kapnick, our creator, reached out to me and said, would Francis be willing to play young Sheila Shea? And I said, I'm sure she would be willing.
Francis, how old are you?
How old are you? You got a mic on you, baby. You want to be in show business? Better start talking.
Hold up fingers. Just give me some fingers.
You can't do this, Manny. You can't do this when
she's
you're
got a face for radio, people.
10? 10. Awesome.
Dude, that's so cool.
10 years old? Yeah. She doesn't want to talk. How come?
She's emanating beauty.
Yes, she is.
She is.
Yeah.
My little girl's 9, so I feel you. Are you in the 4th grade or 5th grade?
Speak, baby, speak.
Ah, she almost talked.
Nobody can see you.
Do this. 5th grade? Cool. That's cool.
But you know what? It's good to learn to sign.
Yeah, it is. I was going to say, the sign language thing we're working on.
All right.
It's helpful.
You've had Washington experience. You've said something funny about yourself, politics-wise. You're a liberal trapped in a liberal's body.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know. I said that so long ago.
It's
on Wikipedia or IMDb or something like that. Yeah. Right. No, somebody asked me. I used to play a lot of kind of conservative characters on SNL. I played, Elizabeth Dole. And,
right. And Hillary Clinton. Right?
Well, she's not a conservative, but yeah.
But I'm saying.
I mean, I don't know if you've heard. And Martha Stewart. I mean, people like that. I don't.
That's true.
Not politically. Yeah. I think sort of uptight, kind of. And so I don't know. A reporter asked me if I was a conservative, which I thought was a funny leap.
You do play uptight. Really
well, that's why I'm sure Sheila Shea is a very staunch Republican. I have no question about her politics.
And Sean was mentioning that. But you're also you're an improv person, and so you have to be the opposite of uptight, really, in real life, right?
In life, I guess so.
Or do you bring your uptightedness to it?
Are improv people liberals by nature?
I don't know, but here's what I think about improv: is you have to always be able to say yes, and liberals say yes to everything, right? You have to.
There we go.
I don't think there is a Tea Party improv group.
No,
I know.
No,
the Shutter Down Brigade.
Political affiliation.
The really uptight Citizens Brigade.
I don't know. That's an interesting observation.
Hey, if Hillary now. If Hillary Clinton does run for president in 2016, which everybody thinks she will, would you go back to SNL and do Hillary?
You know, Amy Poehler did a really big impression of her after I left.
Right.
So a lot of times if you have even with a famous impression, whoever's on the show gets to do it next. And so I imagine that would be her territory now.
Right.
But we could divide it up. I don't really know.
You know what they should do? They should do dueling impressions. One of these years they should bring back, like all those reality shows, bring back all the best of the cast. They should have
them.
Because people come and go, and then someone else has to be Obama, and someone else has to be Biden or whatever.
It's
a terrible idea. Feel free to say so.
Hillary Clinton was really hard to do, actually. And I think Amy felt the same way. We talked about it. She's not... there's not a lot to lock into there in terms of like an accent, or especially when I was doing her, it was especially difficult because it was all during the Lewinsky scandal.
Right.
And it wasn't really that fun to be making fun of like a woman whose husband, you know, was under siege basically. So it wasn't that fun that way. And she doesn't have like a lot. It's not like she's, you know.
It was tough because she couldn't be a caricature. She wasn't easy to caricature.
Mm-mm, not
like,
at all.
Like, it's most fun to caricature people, right? If you can exaggerate.
Yeah, and I think I think there's a huge, and you know this from what you do comedically, but there's a huge difference between impressionists and kind of acting impressions. So, I mean, Molly Shannon and I have talked about this a lot. If you lock into something you find funny to play as the character, like I think I did that a lot with my impressions more than do an exact piece of mimicry. I think Jimmy Fallon and Daryl Hammond were unbelievable. They like channel
the people that they're impersonating. And it's an ability. It's like a savant ability. I can't do it.
We had Dan Aykroyd on a couple weeks ago, and he played both Carter and he played Nixon.
Yeah.
But it was like that. There's a part of them that they played.
Yeah, part. You just lock into what you find funny. And that's, you know, that's why a lot of the, like Celine Dion and Martha Stewart and things like that came much more from the idea of whatever, the topless Christmas or whatever.
We saw Lincoln, the movie, recently. I don't know if you've seen that yet. But Sally Field is brilliant in that movie. Mm-hmm. Would you ever play anybody from history? Has anybody ever wanted to play from history? Or are you more of an impressionist than a...
Which historical figure would you play in a biopic?
Guys, I'm just singing with a big men's chorus. you're asking a lot of smart questions.
So a Nathan Lane biopic would be perfect.
Well, you could be Gandalf's bigger sister or something, and have a lot of people behind you, and it would be the same thing.
Maybe I could do Patsy Cline or something.
Patsy Cline would be great.
Wow, that'd be awesome.
All right. Well, I would love to see
Annie Oakley?
I'd love to see it. Anna Gasteyer. Anna, we have the... go ahead. You're not prepared to sing, are you?
I am in no way prepared.
All right. There's the microphone.
Perfect. Perfect. It's all coming together.
Pedro, even if she just sings a few words of it, it would be kind of fun. And if it's going well, like, we'll continue. What?
It's my birthday today, and it would mean a lot. Oh. It would mean a lot today.
It is Pedro's birthday.
I didn't even meet him before.
And he is hoping.
And what does he want me to do?
Well, there's a microphone over there with some reverb on it. It's a terrible microphone.
And we have the song, actually. It's the most fattened time of the year. We have the
You can
the
say no. Bed. People are telling you. You can say no.
It's my birthday.
I know, isn't that? Why don't I just sing him happy birthday and call
there
it a day?
Go. Oh, yes.
It's not the same. It's not the same.
No. It'll be okay.
Pedro, you're putting the stakes really high on your birthday gift.
Anna, this is my wish. When I was a kid, I dreamed of this.
That I would be singing the most fattening time.
Yeah, exactly.
That's interesting.
And I have the original bed for you right here. This is the original bed. This is the bed that made.
Are you going to sing it with me?
Of course.
What am I doing? Where am I going?
Just go to this mic.
We need to get
check 2-3. Check 2-3. Yeah. Okay. So nice. It's a little hot. Maybe it's my cans are a little hot. Is all.
Cans are hot. We need to.
We can wear these, dear. You can wear these. I'll give you these.
Hopefully that she'll be happy she came.
Oh, she's very happy.
I'm going to give you a little. Okay. Here's your mic. It's a nice.
I don't know that I can sing. I really can't sing it.
You don't have to sing that. Just sing a little happy birthday to Pedro. It'll be fine. Don't pay any attention to him. None of us do.
You don't?
No.
Well, that's why he needs an extra special birthday gift.
You're the one marrying again.
Everybody's. I'm marrying Pedro. What's happening?
Really?
I'm already married. What am I? I'm singing him happy birthday with reverb?
It was your idea. It's great.
Is it really his birthday?
It is his birthday. He's 12, by the way.
Oh, bless his heart.
Okay.
This is embarrassing because it's not going to be funny either.
All right.
Want less reverb?
Sure.
I don't think the reverb
sounds good. Why singing? I don't want to sing. It's very early.
Yeah.
It's a happy birthday to Pedro. Why doesn't everybody sing with me, I guess?
Yeah. Sure. All right. Happy
birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, Pedro. We're proud that you're 12.
Made her uncomfortable in room the whole day.
Happy birthday, dear Pedro. I don't know if it was a dream.
Whose wife has a phone number of someone.
Old.
Yeah. Okay.
Happy birthday to you, Pedro, and many more.
Yes, sir. All right. Pedro, by the way, let me tell you something about show business, Pedro. You're supposed to arrange this with her people ahead of time.
I know,
so
I know.
You act like it's a surprise.
Well, I know, and Anna, I apologize.
Okay. All right, we're back. Anna, let's promote the show one more time. Seattle Men's Chorus.
Hold on.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've lost my cans.
Here we go.
Uh-oh.
She needs more her in her cans.
In my radio.
Yeah.
In my radio parlance. I like to talk about my cans a lot.
All right. Baby, it's cold outside. Tonight at 8 and tomorrow at 2.
Yes.
Have you been to Benaroy Hall yet?
No, I'm so excited.
That's amazing.
I'm nervous about it.
Oh, don't be. It's just one of the most beautiful places in the world.
You know, that this whole city is like that. Everybody's real nice. There's no hostility. Except for from Pedro.
Well,
it's his birthday.
He's a foreigner. He's from Argentina.
Yeah.
That's what he brought the influence.
Yeah.
November 30th through December 22nd, their baby outside. It's cold outside at Benaroy Hall.
Anna, it's fun. You. It's festive.
Right.
It's thank uplifting.
You. Are you here for the whole thing?
No. I'm just kicking it off.
Kicking it off
tonight.
I'm
kicking out the jams.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Anna Gasteyer.
Yay!
Let's hear it for her.
Yay, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, Costco opened a new store in Washington, D.C. yesterday. Vice President Joe Biden, one of the first shoppers. What do you think the vice president bought?
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Tune us in.
How come you're not working? There's nothing to do.
Well, you pretend like you're working.
Tune your boss out.
Why don't you pretend I'm working?
95.7 KJR, greatest hits of all time.
Hey, I'm the boss, now you're fired. How's that for a fantasy, buddy?
One thing you might want to think about buying is a new mattress if you've been sleeping on the same one for way too long. This would be a great weekend to go to Sleep Country USA and check out the year-end clearance sale. Sleep Country USA has a small problem. They have a lot of mattresses coming in the new year, and they need a place to put them. That's why right now you can save on Beautyrest, Posturepedic, Tempurpedic. Save even more on the floor samples, the demonstrators, and the closeout inventory that needs to get moving. Plus, you can get the free same-day delivery, free setup, free removal of your old mattress set. And if you got in there, say, today before 2 p.m., you could be sleeping on a brand new mattress tonight. Sleep Country USA also guarantees that price for 100 days. If you find a better price, they will beat it by 5% and refund you the difference even 100 days after purchase. 100 nights to check out the bed and make sure it's perfect for you. And to find a location, all you need to do is call 1-888-88-SLEEP. Sleep Country USA, why buy a mattress anywhere else?
When people say this during the holidays,
just having everyone all together is present enough for me.
What they really mean is,
I would do backflips, or would learn to anyway, if I got the new E350 with attention assist, drowsiness monitor, lane keeping assist, and blind spot assist. So much assisting, I can't even imagine.
Come into the Mercedes-Benz winter event for some of our best offers of the season on some of the most well-engineered cars on the road today. Drive away in the 2013 E-Class, and the next time someone says,
gee, I couldn't have asked for anything better,
they will legitimately mean,
wow, I couldn't have asked for anything better.
Get the 2013 E350 4MATIC Sports Sedan at 2.49% APR for 24 to 36 months, or lease one for just $599 a month for 30 months with $4,869 due at signing. Hurry in, the Mercedes-Benz winter event ends soon.
Available only to qualified customers exclusive either Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through November 30th, 2012. Call 1-800-F4-MERCEDES for offer details.
Visit your local Mercedes-Benz dealer for a test drive today, or visit us on the web at PeachesSoundMV.com.
Do you have it in your system?
Yeah.
Sorry, you want to try to.
Do you think you can only get fresh berries in the summer? Well, you're in for a real treat. Right now at QFC, there are bushels full of fresh blueberries, blackberries, and everybody's favorite, raspberries. And when you buy one carton, you get one of equal or lesser value free. Berries are great for eating by the handful, and they're good in so many dishes. They're perfect in pies and sweetbreads, breakfast smoothies, and add real interest to salads. And are you looking for a quick dinner idea? Flank or flat iron steaks are a snap to cook. Both cuts of meat have a deep, rich flavor on their own. But marinate for a half an hour, throw them on the grill, and everyone will ask for seconds. Right now at QFC, get USDA Choice Flank or Flat Iron Steaks for just $5.99 a pound in the value pack. All prices with Advantage Card. QFC, you know it's going to be good.
Save 40 cents a gallon on your next fill-up when you buy $100 in eligible gift cards. Buy gift cards, use them like cash, and save on fuel wherever QFC discounts are accepted.
Safety alert. A new state law is passed that requires carbon monoxide alarms in Washington homes. Help protect your family by purchasing premium First Alert carbon monoxide alarms at any Lowe's home improvement store today. For more information on the new state law, visit firstalert.com.
This Christmas, give the gift of the great outdoors with gifts they'll love from Cabela's. Hurry in during our Christmas sale for spectacular savings, like a Bradley Original Smoker, on sale now for just $279.99. And take 20% off all in-stock Danner and lacrosse boots. Or give Cabela's gift cards, the gift that always fits. Hurry into Cabela's. In Lacey and Tulalip, Cabela's, your Christmas gift outfitter.
Jennifer Howdy was a woman on a mission.
Yep.
saving money for a Caribbean vacation.
Undaunted by any obstacle.
You flatter me. But with Navy Federal Credit Union's Cash Rewards credit card, I get cash back with every purchase.
Skillful yet humble.
You make everything sound so dramatic.
And unafraid to speak the truth.
Unafraid. I love it.
4 million members, 4 million stories. From every military branch, DOD, and their families. NavyFederal.org. Federally insured by NCUA.
Don't miss McClendon Hardware's amazing one-day sale, Saturday, December 1st, with incredible one-day values like a 6 to 8 foot sheer Doug fir Christmas tree for only $14.99. Huge 6-inch florist quality poinsettias, just $5.99. Or save $18 on a pre-lit deer sculpture, one day only, $14.99. All that and much more, but only while supplies last at the one-day sale, Saturday, December 1st at all 6 McClendon Hardware locations.
Safeway presents a thriftier holiday. So, Black Friday happened, or was it Thursday or Sunday? Well, at Safeway, there's no confusion about when the deals are. You'll find amazing deals every single day and get the quality Safeway is famous for. Quality and low prices are what makes Safeway, Safeway. Right now with your club card, packages of Rancher's Reserve boneless beef round steak are buy one, get one of equal or lesser value free. Haas avocados are just 79 cents each. And 24 packs of Refresh water are 3 for only $10, 16.9 ounce bottles. No matter when you shop at Safeway, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, whenever, you'll find fantastic low prices and the quality that make the holidays magical. And with Just For You, you can save even more, 10 to 20% more every time you shop. Savings like that come in handy about now and all year long. Download the Safeway app at the App Store or Google Play today. That's a thriftier holiday. Safeway, ingredients for life.
So you're driving to work in the morning when you hit a detour down a gravel road for 18 miles. Luckily, every car or pickup tire that Les Schwab sells comes with the kind of protection most other places just don't give you. Along with great prices, we give you free flat repairs, rebalancing, pre-trip safety checks, and more for the entire life of the tire. So, why lifetime protection? Because you just might need it. That's our best tire value promise. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
Ready for a new mattress but wondering how to afford it? At Mattress Discounters, you can choose from interest-free financing or our no-credit check payment plan. Mattress Discounters always offers easy financing options on the brand names you trust, like Tempur-Pedic, Serta iComfort, and Posturepedic. Not to mention, you can't beat Mattress Discounter's lowest price or its free guarantee. Look for the red tag and save big at Mattress Discounters.
Mattress Discounters!
Avoid backups and get where you're headed faster with free traffic information at yourtrafficalerts.com.
Get started now by texting the word traffic to 52309 and receive real-time traffic text alerts for the routes you travel most in the Puget Sound area. In Bellingham, see State Farm agent Jim Harbour.
Farm Traffic Center, that accident northbound I-5 after the Boeing Access Road has been cleared up, but you still are going to see crowding from the Michigan curb up to the Convention Center if you're headed into Seattle northbound I-5. Southbound 405 pretty slow from the Kingston-Homish line all the way down through Kirkland. Looks like your Linwood to Bellevue commute right now taking you about 40 minutes, while Everett to Seattle is also a 40-minute drive.
Traffic is brought to you by Famous Footwear. BOGO is back at Famous Footwear. Buy one pair of shoes, get another pair half off, just in time for holiday shopping. Save on brands like Minnetonka, Adidas, and Madden Girl. Famous Footwear, victory is yours.
Coming up on the Bob Rivers Show at 9:30, we're going to do our final check-in with Eric and Jody as they prepare to depart from India.